iTunes will do that for you, huh?
それぞれのスパークが舞い上がる。いざスクールの派遣者。Yo, my to take money, getting hot. Do you know what's up? Yeah. よく見てよ、focus. Eyes wide open, focus. It's Disney glow. It's like this, it's like that. 星の数ほどパパピパ。
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Fast and Loose is next. That's right, you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. Just taking a second here to get all set up. For some reason, I am all over the place. That's the, maybe that's the theme of the day, all over the place. Also, I have no idea why I can't hear myself. But that's okay. Figure it out here. Resilient at WMFO. All right, cool. All right. I think we got it. Here we go.
drink, have a good time now. Welcome to paradise. Paradise.
Thank you. take its toll on the best of us. Look at you, you're growing old, so young. Traffic lights blink at you in the evening. Tilt your head and turn it to the sun. Sometimes the TV is like a lover, singing softly as you fall asleep. You wake up in the morning and it's still there, adding up the things you'll never be. Disembark the latest flight from paradise. You almost turn your ankle in the snow. You fall back into where you started. Make up words, the songs you used to know. So
All right, we're just going to trust the levels here in the studio. Probably here too, the air conditioner behind me. We had a great turn of events weather-wise here in Boston. Last week definitely had, it was nice for me because I'm not going to say it. Thursday was insane because Thursday it was like sleeting. I witnessed myself personally 4 car accidents in various stages, including one where I was like the first one there that wasn't like a part of the accident. I don't really know how to, if you know the answer to this question, what are you supposed to do when you're the first one? So like I'm on 28 South and I was running. Okay. And this must have happened because it's a big straightaway. So this must have happened like a decent amount of time beforehand because I didn't see it happen. But I was the first one to sort of like stop or whatever. I was coming down 28 South, which is like next to 93 up in Medford, up on top of the hill. And it's like there's clearly been a car accident. 2 cars are like pulled over. If you remember last Thursday, it was snowing, sleeting, whatever you want to call that. It was gross. We had about 2.5 inches of just grossness on the ground. And cars were slipping and sliding everywhere. I get there, and it's both people are just kind of standing there. One's on the phone, and they're like, we're calling, you know, the fire department. And I didn't know what to do. It was like you either just pass by without breaking your stride, or like once I stopped, I was like, I gotta stay here until like the next thing, because I really didn't have anything to say, because again, I didn't witness anything. But also, I felt like, I don't know, is that a thing? First on the scene? Call in 855-915-WMFO if you know the answer to that question, because I don't know. I guess I was just like, well, you know, that's exactly how it was. And nothing has happened since I've been here, which is, you know, what I did. So that was kind of it. Other people stopped, people with professional experience. A physician stopped and she was very helpful, you know, just kind of checking people out. A couple other really nice people stopped and just kind of like, you know, put their cars in it. But I didn't even have a car, so I couldn't like put my flashers on or signal or any of that stuff. I basically just got a little bit out in front and just sort of stood there and like tried to like get people to slow down as they approached that curve underneath the overpass. And then I pointed to where the accident was when the fire truck showed up. So that was my, I guess, contribution to the situation. Anyway, coming back from that, 4 more accidents that day. Thursdays, I spent a lot of time outside due to food recovery reasons. And yeah, slipping and sliding everywhere. It was just a tough day. Tough day, freezing cold. One of those days you just kind of want to pack it in. So I know a lot of students, man, back in the day, when I was a student, you could definitely just be like, you know what, I'm not going anywhere today. And everyone sort of understood that too, especially on the remote side of things. Anyway. Also, hey, shout out to Atlanta Public Schools, which I found out yesterday, canceled school because of the eclipse. Not even in the path of totality. Just, you know what? We got to respect the moon and the sun today. Got to do that. I picked up my daughter early. We sat on our porch. We looked through our little glasses and, it was fun. You know, I could tell that she was like, man, this is all right. But she definitely understood it. She had like a little diagram that her preschool gave her, and it was super helpful to be like, all right, this is where the moon's going to be. But yeah, it got pretty dark. It was interesting. Pretty dark. It got like twilight and it got kind of cold, which is funny too, because like we were in the 60s yesterday. But anyway. Avalanches, Since I Left You, Days by Real Estate, and Heart by Stars. Boy, I tell you what, I love Stars. And the hard thing about them is that really you got to listen to the whole album, because it's sort of just like a thing you embody more so than it is like a single song. This is where a band like Stars wouldn't necessarily exist these days in sort of like the soundbite era, especially at the end of that song Heart, where they're like, you know what? Trombone solo. Like, we'll give you a minute and a half. We're done singing. You take over. We're just going to have this be like a nice little fun thing here. We'll keep the beat rolling. That's great. A band I've met. Very cool. Very cool. Also too, like a lot of the bands that I listen to that band. Anyway, we'll get back to the music here and, thanks for listening. Hopefully I am being heard because I can't tell. All right.
You gotta know I'm feeling love made of gold. I never loved another one, another you. It's gotta be love, I said it. You gotta know I'm feeling love. You gotta know.
I said, I smell in the air is a dripping rose.
You look at me, you're the one for me.
Another soul to be my warden of anything there that's made of gold. A physical kiss is nothing without it. Close your eyes to see what it's done. The body that lies is built up on looking. It's all that remains before it's begun. Before it's hardened, with the flick of the hair, it can make you old. Another hole to dig my soul in. I'll leave anything bare that keeps me sold. A physical kiss is nothing without it. Close your eyes to see what it's done. The body that lies is built up on looking. It's all that remains before it's begun.
You gotta know I'm feeling love made of gold. I'll never love another one. It's gotta be love, I said it.
sharpen your racketeer skills, or
is that an exotic?
Throw the ball around?
Yeah, man.
Got a quick PSA for you. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. Public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back. We heard Gold by Chet Faker, Unfamiliar by Tempers, and Terrified by Penelope Isles. In the background, we have Bonobo playing a kind of spookier Noctuary theme. Is Noctuary one of the hours? In the middle of the night, it's none. Matanz is in the morning. None and Noctuary? For those who know the 7 hours of the daily liturgy of monks, go ahead and call in 855-915-WMFO. And we can sort it out. Got a few more songs. And I'm just stoked. I'm looking out the windows here in Curtis Hall. And I am loving what I'm seeing. Might be a short sleeve lunch run today. I just can't be more excited for spring this year. For some reason, it's just been a bad winter. And maybe you've heard other DJs talk about this. But here in Boston, man, no snow. It's rained a tremendous amount. It just wasn't that winter. It didn't even get bitterly cold. I feel like I like when it gets bitterly cold outside, where you really have to sort of like tighten up. Didn't even do that. And anyway, there you have it. It's the times, they are a changing. The climate, it is a changing. And it's tough. But anyway, we've got the spring. It's Marathon Monday next week. So I'm excited about that. I will be not there, probably. I'll probably go down, let's be honest. Maybe I'll do the thing where you like counter a run, you know, you just do one on your own because the entire city shuts down. It's a lot of fun, but it is just great that, oh man, it's a wonderful marathon. I love it. One day I hope to run it. That is the goal for me in my training, but I'll be up in Vermont maybe trying to do that in a month or so, which, shout out to anybody who got canceled on by Providence. Providence, a city I really have been ragging on lately. I called it the frontier. You know, it's like, you know, it's a northeastern city, but it's a city that you can still wake up in and be like, yeah, I'm going to drive downtown and park for however long I want. And they're just going to do that. It's very much like a city that you would find in some other part of the country. It's not an insult. It's just sort of it's weird. It's weird that Providence is that's the second biggest city. Although I heard something about how like Waltham is the second biggest city in New England. I don't know. Call in if you know the answer to that question. But somebody was like, no, fun fact, it's Waltham because of like, you know, jurisdictional size or something like that. I don't know. All right, let's get back to the music.
Two, three, four. I love the way it flows. I love the way it grows. There's something in this sound that takes me far.
It's like a special song, can move my mood along. What I cannot say, you'll hear through my guitar. She told me add the bass line, and everything will be alright. She told me that the groove is mine, it will take us through the night. And where I'll go, can't explain, I'll never know. But it's beautiful. You can't take this away from me. The joy that it brings. Remember skating down the road towards the park. I could never say no. You with that summer glow. The music gives me sun when winter starts. She told me at the baseline, everything will be alright. She told me that the beat is mine. It will rock through the night. This away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the waves bring clarity running through me. You can't take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the waves bring clarity running through me.
I just want to apologize really quick to the person who called in. I'm sorry we're having a headphone jack issue. And just want to let you know that if you do want to send a message, you can do it on WMFO.org through the DJ chat. That's one of the tabs at the top. Again, I apologize. We've had an ongoing issue with our headphone jack here. And I do not know how to answer the phone without that. Anyway, I apologize and... we'll talk to you soon, hopefully. Jenny used to let absolutely anybody crash at her place. It was like a year-round Christmas miracle. If you had any secrets, she didn't want to know, and the ones she had, she kept to herself. There was a wall heater down at one end of the hallway and a big, dark living room at the other. One electric lamp by the couch, if you needed it. All exits visible to the eye from there. Some of the people who had need of Jenny's place were all right, and some weren't ever going to get right, and she'd already gotten several letters from the city advising her to keep a lower profile unless she wanted trouble. But then I entered the picture. Bad luck. Like everybody else who came through, I was trying to find a better direction, but it didn't work out that way. Prying eyes should have tended to their own business. People don't think towns like ours can turn into battlegrounds, but we had a war here. There. I don't live there anymore, either. I left when Jenny left. It's just a spot on the map now. We rode together for a while, but then we lost each other. Sometimes I think I hear from her, but other times I think I'm just dreaming. Nobody knows where anybody landed. You don't keep in touch when the war doesn't go your way. It's the inside cover of the new Mountain Goats album, Jenny from Thebes. Coming here to the end, and I think I'm going to end with a song off of that album.
Forget the ones you can.
Hey, yeah, that was a little impromptu reading. Jenny, obviously a reference to the song Jenny, Thebes. Not just a fictional city. Oh, I'm going to get yelled at by all my friends that know about Greece. There's a city in Texas named Thebes. It's small. It's in West Texas. That's maybe the reference. Yeah. How come the people in real Thebes or Greek Thebes don't know about the one in Texas? There it is. I don't know. I don't know what point I'm making. I just, Thebes, cool city from antiquity. Don't know if it exists now is maybe the point I'm making. But also there's a song called Jenny from All Hail West Texas, which I have on vinyl, which is like a real possession of mine. By the Mountain Goats. Jenny from Thebes is their 1 billionth studio record. And I love them. John, you're the best. You're a great writer, too. That's the best. And it's a problem because I've been waiting for your book to be free of holds at the library for my entire life. But all those other two books are great. What is it? Wolf in White Van and Universal Harvester. Both great. Excellent writer. Just excellent writer. And music is sort of that way that he's decided to write in the majority of ways. But I just the novel. I think he has a real command of the novel. And of like really good excerpts. That's kind of, there's just some good liner notes there. Anyway, before that, Forever by Flight Facilities. It Runs Through Me featuring De La Soul by Tom Misch. And then Deer Island by Yacht Club. Yacht spelled Y-O-T. That's going to do it. We'll just let Broken Social Scene kind of play us out here. Thanks for listening. And again, I apologize to the caller. And two, because I prompted people to call in on several occasions. So I'm just bummed that somebody couldn't sort of just like call me out. Yeah, we're going to get this thing fixed as soon as possible here, this headphone jack issue. But please do not let that dissuade you from engaging with DJs in the future. Maybe it'll get fixed today. I don't know. But yeah, there's the DJ chat, which is a tab on WMFO.org, and that's going to be great. Anyway, this is Nate. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5, Tufts Freeform Radio. And stick around. We got a great show coming up after this and a great slate of programming. And get outside today if you can, but bring your headphones because you want to keep WMFO rocking the whole way. I'll see you next week, unless I see you before that, because I will see you because we're friends. Cool.